Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And this week we're looking at the topic of public prayer. Jesus took on the issue of public prayer by saying he didn't want his followers to pray like those who were just doing it for public approval, trying to look religious in front of other people. He wanted his followers to pray in private so that their prayers were for God and for God alone. We've seen how God will give us what we want out of prayer. If we're seeking people's approval and a bit of applause, we can have that. But if we're seeking God and a relationship with him, he'll give us that too. And that's infinitely better than what we could settle for in terms of a bit of approval from other human beings. It's very temporary and hollow. I think just about every sitcom I've ever watched has devoted an episode to the high school reunion. Somebody going back to their high school reunion and being so concerned with what other people think that they find the most beautiful, most successful date they can. And even if they don't care for the person at all, if they're just an awful, terrible person to be around, they'll bring that person to the high school reunion just so people think they've made it in life. Just so people question, did I really know who that person was, or are they much better than I ever imagined? That's exactly what the Pharisees were doing with prayer. They were carrying on what looked like a relationship with God just because other people would think they were highly successful in their religious life. But it's a hollow, empty relationship. It's a terrible way to treat someone, and it's a terrible way to treat God. Jesus gives us an example of what prayer looks like in a relationship with God. And we can see the depth of that relationship, that it's not just superficial, that it's not just about words, but that it's a very close, intimate relationship. In the very first words, Jesus says, our Father. And that word Father he uses is Abba. It's an Aramaic word. And our best translation, it's not exact, but our best translation to English would be Daddy. It's an intimate way of calling somebody Father because they are your Father. And it's a very childlike, dependent way to speak of your Father. So when Jesus says, our Father, he says, Abba, Father, he's talking about somebody who he knows intimately and closely, and he doesn't just say that that's his own prayer and nobody else can use it. He says this is our prayer. He wants his followers to pray like this. He wants them to pray to someone they know closely and intimately and upon whom they depend. Here's my paraphrase of the Lord's Prayer. God, your name is holy. We want your kingdom to come to this earth, for your realm to be our realm. We trust you to provide for us now and forever, even though we rebelled against you in sin. Because of that, you owe us nothing, and yet we owe you everything, and still you gave us everything. Help us to forgive others in the same way, and keep us from temptation to sin and rebel against you again and again, so we never stray into evil, but remain in your light. Every single line in that prayer is a reflection back to God of his values and his teachings, of what he's all about. Every single line demonstrates knowledge of who God is. This isn't a prayer telling God what he should do, how he should be, who he is in any way that he doesn't already know. He knows all these things. It's not a way to control God. This kind of prayer is not about how big our words are, or original, or how many there are. It's about a relationship. It's about saying, God, I know you so well that I can call you Abba, Father. And here's my demonstration that I know who you are and what you're all about. I love the things you love. I want to stay away from the things that you told me to stay away from and I didn't listen and now I've learned my lesson. It's a prayer about a relationship. That's why that line in there, your will be done, is so important. This kind of prayer says, God, you're God, I'm going to let you be God. I'm not going to try to be my own God anymore. It's what Jesus lived out and demonstrated for us and invites us to participate in now. So your challenge for this week is completely related to that prayer. I'm inviting you to pray it regularly. Start today, just quietly and alone. You don't even need to let anybody know you're doing it. I know I'm always telling you to work in groups, not today. Use the version in the book of Matthew that I just read. You can find it in Matthew chapter 6. If you don't have a Bible app on your phone, look one up. It's called Bible or YouVersion. Look up the book of Matthew chapter 6. It may This is probably a little different from the Lord's Prayer you might have memorized years ago or heard before, and we're just going to use it because it's the one we studied today. Start with the whole prayer, and then go through it line by line, and pray to God about each line and what it means. Use my paraphrase from earlier if you want a little help interpreting what lines mean. So take that prayer, make it your own today, and then start praying it regularly, maybe every day when you're on the train or bus or in the car on your way to work. Pray that Lord's Prayer and focus on a different line. Tomorrow we'll pray and reflect about this as well, working through each line. I invite you to do it on your own for today. I'll see you tomorrow.